Should we start with Rule Britannia?
No. Good.
Oh, fucking hell. I've got BBC News on in the background and they're going through Boston. 75.6% leave.
I'm not surprised. Good evening, everyone. It is 24th of June, 2016.
Are we all still alive? Are we still here?
one of us has been frantically Googling Irish nationalism because my grandma's Irish.
The other's been frantically Googling the names of the new players because I can't remember them all.
Yeah, we'll just have a quick one to go through and check who's here and who isn't. And if we did a register about a week ago, it'd have been slightly shorter than it is now.
We've got nearly an 11-a-side team now.
We've got enough for... we have enough now to fill the old conference bench, but we've got 7 places to fill on it now.
That's
a good point. Is that plexiglass subspence actually large enough to house 7 people?
Well, we cope for the FA Cup, so I'm assuming it'll be all right, because the FA Cup was always 7.
Did we cope, or did they bring out some emergency chairs?
Dave Moore had to sit on his water cooler, I think. But he does that anyway, doesn't he?
So. I've always wondered why they didn't just go bollocks to the whole idea, take the subs bench out and put that bit behind, like, either side of the goal as a bench, because they're never used now anyway, are they? Because no one can sit there, because all they can see is a bench.
Oh, right, those bits right behind the bench in the main stand.
Yeah, make it look, you know...
What you mean? Make it like Old Trafford?
Yeah, get some local chav to steal some Recaro seats from a souped-up Vauxhall Corsa and stick them all in.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's no point because we're moving to a new stadium soon, so...
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure that's going to fucking happen.
There might be a few naughty words on this one today. Alex is very passionate.
Do you know what? I've been called passionate 3 times today, but that was in the EU referendum stuff because I was venting. We've got the fixture list. We've got a homogen of players. A homogeny? That's a better word.
Is it a gaggle of players? Are they like geese or not?
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
So what are we going to? So where do you want to start? Do you want to talk about the good or the bad? Do you the players we've lost or the players we've got?
Let's talk about the outgoings first.
Do you want to talk about the ones that we care about or the ones we don't care about?
Let's talk about the ones that he didn't offer.
Okay.
And then just group the ones that he did offer that said no into one, I think. So I don't think there's any issues with the retain list for me.
No.
I thought he could have maybe kept one or two for depth, but nothing more than
I'd probably kept Pittman.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, with Pittman, he's found a club at the Conference North, so
I would have definitely kept Straker. I can't believe he's not done
for
that.
Sure. For sure. Alex, we were there for like the one game he ever played for as well. It's like, Glenn Downey. I was never there for that one.
I was there the day Michael Jeffries scored for Town against Crystal Palace. That was a good one. He was a striker. But I don't know why he's gone to... Has he gone to Aldershot?
Yes, he has. Yeah. Fine. He was there before he came to us, so I think that's why.
Fine. In other news as well, I don't know if you've seen, Scott Rendell has gone to Aldershot. Now, the backstory in that is that Scott Rendell had a really bad injury last season. He was Woking's lead goalscorer. The fans, very much like we did with Operation Promotion, raised 10 grand to get the guy's medical bills done because obviously they're a part-time club. They don't have the same sort of insurance policies that we do.
No.
He's fucked
and he's
off.
He's gone to their rivals.
He's fucked off to their local rivals. That's the... So I know some of us feel bitter about Podge, but
that's amazing. I didn't know about that.
That is winding down the window, middle finger up as you screech souped up car out the door, isn't it? That was awful.
That is a shock for that, to be fair. And what's the reason he's given for it?
I have no idea. It's only happened today, but there'll be something in the local paper. I can bring it back. I'll find out because that's a nice little story. I felt gutted. My father-in-law even put a fiver into it, I think.
Oh, no. that is poor, that.
And he's good as well,
really
Rendell. Yeah, he's a good player. I don't know. Aldershot seems a bit of a step down, but there you go. Yeah, I thought you'd like that one.
Yeah, it's a very sideways move, really. A bit like going to Hartlepool.
Not that we have to concentrate on Don Luke. Yeah, no. Too soon. Hartlepool.
Too soon.
Well, you say that. Who came out the better? They got Podge. They got Toto. We got Dan Jones. See, there you go. We've come out of
we'll
it better.
We'll come on to that.
I just need to keep optimistic.
Yeah. Yeah, so what about yourself?
You are, sorry?
What are you doing?
I was whistling Suicide Is Painless.
I know it. That, to be fair, you did always used to sing that in the Earthenders.
Yes, that's true.
Back in the glory days of 2009.
Speaking of 2009, Ashley Chambers is back.
Okay, so we're losing structure, are we?
I know, but that was an amazing link, and I couldn't pass it up. It was right there in my face. You got to give me points for it.
We can redo this in about 10 minutes' time when we're on the signing.
Okay, well, and it's counted.
I'll lead you into it.
Thank
I'll
you very you much. Thank it. You.
Yeah. So, what about yourself? Any surprises on the retain list?
No. I may have kept Clay, and I may have kept Pittman, but that was probably it.
Yeah, maybe Clay, maybe Robertson as a backup. Yeah, that's about it for me.
If I don't know how it works, so I don't know the backgrounds, but surely the rumour mills are going, someone like Tate and stuff, saying that, yeah, I might be going maybe Danny East, but that's a, if you'd have known about that issue. But
yeah, my one thing is that sort of keeps me a bit sort of calmer about the whole retain list is the fact that none of them are getting league clubs. Of the ones that we didn't offer contracts to,
Nolan, and I guess Tate.
No, but we would have offered Nolan a contract, wouldn't we?
Definitely.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, in terms of the non-retained or the non-offered.
Oh
list,
yeah, no, fine. Sorry, I apologise. I totally misunderstood your point.
But in terms of the ones that fully rejected us, I think I can understand Nolan. I think that's fine going up another level.
Yeah, absolutely. Chesterfield seem like they've got a good. I've got a good setup now. They've got a nice ground. It's not Saltergate. You're not pissing in the rain.
No, I mean, I did quite like Saltergate on my visit, though. It was something different, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, there's something different, and then there's pissing in a car park. But we were spoilt back then, totally spoilt. Yeah. We hadn't even experienced Bromley and Braintree yet.
No. I bloody good. Yeah. Anyway, so can't begrudge Nolan going up another gear. Another level, sorry.
Yeah, now partnership. Now partnering Ched Evans,
yeah. Oh, no comment.
I think you are allowed to comment.
He's a good player. That's all I have to say about him, really.
Oh, the pragmatist.
Are you going to say anything libelous or not?
No, I've probably done that already.
Yeah, fair enough. Tate, going back to Scotland, Motherwell, good club, good move for him.
Yeah, exactly. You can't really begrudge the guy that. Is this the direct level then? Because obviously Rob Jones left us to go to Hibs.
Hibs, yeah, in
so
League 2.
Are we comparing the SBL to sort of like League 2 now?
I would compare the bottom half of the SBL to League 2, yeah.
But are Motherwell and Hibs really the bottom half?
Motherwell probably are. I wouldn't say. Well, did Hibs go up this year or are they still in the division below?
Oh, mate, I've got to care about the conference nowadays. I don't have enough memory bank to look after the SBL.
I don't even think Hibs are in the SBL.
I'm like the football manager when you used to load it up and you had to click the leagues you wanted to care about. I deselected the Scottish leagues a long time ago. I need to save memory.
Yeah. I think that's a good way of summing it up. And then we get on to probably some of the more contentious decisions. I mean, even like Nathan Arnold.
Has he even gone anywhere though?
No, well, not yet. I'm sure he'll get himself a club.
Yeah.
The way he phrased his goodbye letter or whatever it was on Twitter, I think fair enough. And he was one of the last ones to go as well. So it really did sort of make me view it as a closed chapter of non-league and we're sort of just starting purely fresh.
Yeah, I mean, me and you've had this conversation before. If Hurst had come in 2010, there'd be no doubt that we want him there. He's great for rebuilding the squad. It just feels very much like a punch in the gut that momentum's been taken away. But you don't know how a dynamic of a squad works. So some of those guys that weren't necessarily on the retain list, are they some of the people that maybe had that sort of atmosphere around the club? And if they're not there, you go, oh, my mate's not here, so maybe I'll move on.
I think core, the Disley, Macca, Pearson combo is still there, and I think that's very much the heart of this squad.
Well, when we were even down to our bare bones, it was Macca, Pearson, Gowland, Disley and Omar up front. That's a hell of a spine to have.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're all, well, I mean, Disley, Macca and Pearson for sure are all really close, aren't they? So I don't think we'll lose that spirit next season, even
and
with...
It's-
lot of incomings.
It's the Grimsby women as well. That Macca has obviously got, found himself a lovely woman down from Grimsby, so he's very rooted. And
Pearson as well, hasn't he?
Pearson. And who's the one that we've just signed?
No, you're thinking of Ben Davis.
That's
who
it.
We might be signing.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm thinking of. That'll be in part two.
Yeah, that'll be next week when we signed another 27 players.
Oh, it's going to get. Is it going to get to a point like we did when we had Paul Groves, in which we had, I think we had 7 goalkeepers on the books at one point.
Did we really?
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
Including a New Zealand international, and obviously Coyne, Crowsden, a couple of youth guys, and there's a couple of others. People can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we had 7 on the books.
I'm sure they will. Yeah, so I think the only two real disappointments are probably Toto and Podge, and I think they're disappointing for different reasons, really.
Yeah, I don't care if Toto stayed or went. I'm disappointed with how it went and how he left.
Yeah, I like Toto, and I think he was probably our best centre half, especially the second half of last season. And I think he'd be useful to have purely based on his pace. He's a slightly different defender, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean,
So the way Toto fell out with sections of the fans, I think, was disappointing. I think yes, there is an element of you are a professional footballer, so you should be able to deal with criticism. But at the same time, I do think some of the criticism was a bit unfair on him. So I can see both sides of it, and I think if it works out for both parties, we've got a really good replacement. Who we'll come on to in a minute. And he's got himself another league club, so hopefully it'll work out for everyone.
Yeah, I don't really want to get into the whole Halifax debacle.
I don't even think it was just the Halifax game. I think there was just a lot of negativity. It was almost like every time he had the ball, I suppose I was guilty of this at times as well, when he was on the ball, and it was just like everyone was a bit... Oh, like, what's he going to do with it, kind of thing? Because you're never quite sure.
When you have a pre-decision to occasionally fuck it up, people are going to be tense when you're on the ball, and you just have to take it on the chin. And he didn't, so that's fine. We part our ways. Someone was saying to me, and it's only a rumour, that him and Podge were good mates, so one of the reasons Hartlepool brought him in, almost like a Rory Bolden situation. But Hartlepool have got...
Rory Bolden, there's a name drop.
Hartlepool have got themselves a half-decent defender, but if we put... I would expect that if he gets the ball when we play them, us to pressure him like shit... Because...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So what's your take on the Podge situation?
I'm disappointed. I've listened to both interviews. I'm still a little bit up in the air about what happened with it. My thoughts are, where did the 2.5 year contract go from 2.5 years to a year when that was put back on the table? What had Podge done between January and then to do that? And if that's not necessarily the case in every other player we've signed since, apart from, I think... Chambers.
Dan Jones got one, or was it Chambers got one? One of them got one.
Yeah, everyone else had 2 years. Now, was that a case of that 2 years was on the table for them all straight away? If so,
I would have thought probably.
If so, then there's got to be questions asked as to why you wouldn't want your player there. I think it's a big gamble for Hurst.
I think from Hurst's perspective, from what he was saying to Matt Dean, which was a really good interview, if people haven't seen it. He was saying that Podge still has something to prove at this level, which I do think is a fair point.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I can see that. And he was also saying, well, from that basis of just offering a 1 year just to prove himself, there was no negotiation after it, which is also fair.
Yeah.
And if Podge doesn't feel like he was wanted and he wanted to move on, then that's fine. But I can see why Hurst did it, because everyone that's offered, he's offered 2 years to from this point, has largely had league experience, apart from Macca.
That's fine, but then let's have the conversation around what, in January you didn't think we were going to go up?
I don't know. I suppose there's a bit more uncertainty with that one.
I do see what you mean. If he hadn't been offered that 2.5 year contract in January, and then he went in with that argument that you're untested at this level, here's your 1 year contract, please come and show what you can do, and then obviously you'll be a legend forevermore, that yeah. that would have been totally different, but it's not. And I can see why Podge will go, all right, well, how about you? Fuck you, mate.
No, I think that's fair enough. I don't think he's going to score 37 goals this season.
No,
that's for
I
sure.
don't either. But I think there's also something to be said. It's a lot of pressure on Hurst, because Hurst is very good at finding a diamond, but everyone has that preconception now of Podge and scoring 30 goals. Whoever he brings in now is going to be a trundler or something from League One or League Two who has never really hit the ground running. And so the pressure will be on
like
a little
Podge.
Bit. Yeah, exactly. Exactly the same. Yeah. And the same as Connell and the same as Hearn. So maybe not. And it's a little pressure to put on him, but if he's never been short of being a ballsy character as a manager, so we'll see who he brings in Hurst we trust and all that.
Yeah, well, and we're also forgetting that we've got a young, very good talent in Bogle already contracted for us.
That's true.
I'm really looking forward to seeing next season.
He'll be chomping at a bit.
I think he'll be really interesting to watch in the league and how he progresses and makes the step up.
And speaking of steps up, Dale Southwell going to Wickham is a big step up from him.
It is. And there's a lot of Town fans, I suppose, that are thinking, well, why did we get rid of him? But he never really could it at Town. And I think he did need to go somewhere like Boston to prove himself at a lower level. And then Hurst didn't bite on the way back, which is fair enough.
And bringing a youth player through in a different environment to where when Dale was coming through is an entirely different situation.
Yeah, because there was a lot of pressure to win now in the conference, wasn't there?
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe that is sort of tailed off for a season or two. Now we're back in the league.
Yeah, and I mean, there has to be questions asked of the youth programme. We were, Exiles have funded it with their tax, their little 50p
tax. 50p
tax,
yeah.
And it hasn't really bared much fruit. The ones that have been looking useful, Thanodge, Southwell, have all kind of disappeared off into the night. And it will be, hopefully now we've got a new performance programme in place. We've got another guy in. Adam Smith has returned back, former youth team manager. Maybe it'll see some more fruition, because they were very successful with Adam there under Neil Woods' tutelage in Robbie Stockdale. They got quite far in the FA Cup Youth Final, FA Cup Youth Cup and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so let's do incomings briefly and move on to those. So is there any one in particular you want to talk about?
No, because I don't know any of them. Is that
I think the obvious one to talk about is probably Boyce. I think that was an immediate and solid signing. It impressed me, especially in his first spell a few years back.
Yeah, if you were asked a couple of weeks ago, who would you prefer, Toto or Boyce? Who would you go for?
What, now or 2 years ago?
No, like if at the end of last season you say you can have Toto or Boyce, who do you want? Like after the playoff final?
I'd be genuinely split, because I was really impressed with Toto in the playoffs.
Yeah, fine. So if we've replaced...
I'm perfectly happy with Boyce, yeah.
Yeah, good. So I think it's been a good acquisition. McAllister looks a good acquisition.
Yes, I quite like that one. Mike White seems very keen on him.
Yeah. And
It's difficult because it's the same every year, especially in the low leagues and under Hurst.
No one fucking has a clue.
I've never seen these players play before. It's like occasionally like Reece Brown. Okay, so you saw him on a Tuesday night in Aldershot.
Yeah,
he might have scored a really good goal.
That's all I remember of him.
But that's all you remember. Like,
I remember the comeback, and I remember Nolan's exquisite goal, which was not a cross.
It was a
good strike. He looked a bit useful at times. He wasn't on the wing that Robertson got toasted on. Robertson was consistently getting toasted down the down
right.
his side. Yeah,
yeah.
But I don't think it was him that was doing it.
Hey. Well, never mind.
Maybe he was, and I was slightly
maybe
drunk.
Maybe it's a Serge Mokopo moment.
Fine. But yeah, it seems to be coming together nicely. It's one of those things I never ever worry. I never worry about it until we start the fixtures. And the pre-seasons never really tell us anything, do we? When was that time we absolutely tanked Barton?
Yeah. I think the one thing I gained from pre-season last season was that Podge was going to be very good. Because I watched us against Notts County and he tore him to bits. So hopefully we'll see something like that from one of our new signings. We signed quite a few defenders, haven't we? We've got a couple of fullbacks and Dan Jones, who seems to be a fullback and a centre half.
It's the tricky
way you read.
Yeah, it's the tricky ones. You've got now an attacking looking midfielder and a couple of strikers.
Yeah, so I think McAllister's a solid all round midfielder by the sounds of it. Doesn't sound like he's going to contribute with many goals, but will probably contribute with the rest of play.
Yeah, he's only scored one goal for Scunny, wasn't he? But he won. Yeah. He won their player of the season when they got promoted in League Two.
Exactly.
It's only a couple of years ago, so it's not exactly like we're talking an ice age go.
No. And I suppose Ashley Chambers, I didn't realise he scored 2 goals in his 4 games for us in that season when we had like 70 players through.
Yeah, and the interview he gave was quite honest as well. So he was talking around how he was disappointed with his time here. He'd come off another loan spell in which he'd been quite poor. And he felt he was on sort of a down trajectory. He was almost looking at leaving football and going on to other things. He's turned around and he feels like he's a very different player. He said he was very much felt like he was a men against boys back then. He was quite young. He was 19 and looking to impress, but was really struggling against the physicality of it. But he says that's something he doesn't really worry about now. So hopefully that'll be brilliant.
A few years older, a few years wiser. So looking forward to it.
There's plenty of games to look forward to. The pre-fixture list is absolutely brimming.
Is it really?
Feels like it. It feels like the busiest one we've ever had.
I've genuinely not looked. I know we're playing Boston Works, but that's about it.
So we've got
Sheffield United at home, don't we?
We have 9.
We have 9. Wow.
So we got Cleethorpes.
Go on.
I'm sorry. Cleethorpes, North Ferriby. So the Cleethorpes one starts on the 6th of July. North Ferriby, Hull, Alfreton, Boston, Rotherham, Sheffield, Gainsborough, and Oldham.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, wow. I assume a couple of those, there'll be quite youth team heavy teams out.
Yeah, I mean, there's.
And then there'll be like the Louth United game or something like that, where it'll be youth team or a Brig game or something.
Because the games between. So from the 15th to the 20th, we play Hull, Alfreton, Boston, and Rotherham.
Yeah.
So I'd expect it at that point. But he'll try different things, won't he?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
For sure.
That's all I have to say, really.
Yeah, the fixture list looks pretty good. Not really a local derby, though, during Christmas, which is a bit annoying.
No, I do quite like our December's fixtures, though. It's like, it starts with like Portsmouth away, doesn't it, or something like that.
Portsmouth at home. Portsmouth at home, then Donny away.
Portsmouth at home, sorry, yeah.
Donny on the 17th.
Portsmouth at home, that's a cracking two fixtures on consecutive Saturdays.
Oh, bollocks. Boxing Day and Bank Holiday Monday the same day. That's a shame.
That is a shame.
we'll make sure that's gone.
Yeah. And then 2 home games over Christmas.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Carlisle away on New Year's Bank Holiday is a bit shite, but other than that, it's a really good set of fixtures, I think.
Yeah, and for us Southern-based Mariners, which Henry no longer is a part of, we've got quite a heavy schedule. So we've got the away games coming up from the start. First one is Wickham, then Colchester. Notts County. Who isn't going to go to Notts County? Luton, and then Mansfield. Yeah. So the first few games should really be well attended, because you've got the Mansfield and Notts games in September, and then the Exiles always travel well down south.
Yeah, for sure. And then Cambridge not long after, and that's always usually well attended.
Good.
So that's always a really good away day.
So that's the preview of it. Shall we talk a couple of PR fuck-ups?
I suppose we can briefly.
Shall we talk about...
You seem desperate, go on.
Are we talking about announcing a player being signed today during the resignation announcement
of the Prime Minister? I have to say, I was about 4 hours late in realising we signed Dan Jones, just purely on the fact that it got lost in my Twitter.
Yeah, and I maybe the club are being a little bit savvy, but if I remember rightly, the Podge stuff and was announced during an England game, or just slightly before the England game, so almost like distracted everyone for a while.
Yeah, it's a bit. It's the classic sort of politics tactic, sort of shove all your bad news out on a really important day.
Yeah.
And no one will notice it.
Quick, everyone's right in Marseille. Let's get Toto out of the door. And there was a couple of things talked about, Podge leaving and Toto leaving. Not really a farewell from the club. They've gone back on that now.
And they gave Arnold a good one when he left. So yeah, I think they learned a lesson quickly on that one.
Absolutely, which is nice to see. But it does feel at the moment that one thing we haven't talked about, and is the BT allowance into the trophies. That's something probably for another day.
I think that is a whole can of worms to open.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we both have very similar opinions on it. It's a load of shit.
And one game I've missed off the fixtures that isn't on there, Derby in the League Cup.
Yeah, that's a cracker. Last time we went to Derby in the League Cup, it went very well.
So. It did. What was that? Was that the one we beat then Spurs, and then we beat, we lost to Newcastle?
Yeah, that's that run, yeah. And Gary Jones got an absolute screamer against Derby to win it 1-0.
Did David Soames play as well? No, he didn't, did he? He wasn't with us at that point.
No, it was after David Soames, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm thinking of the other Derby game as well, so David Soames played.
Oh, yes, I vaguely remember that as a kid, actually, yeah.
But yeah, so I wonder what's ever happened to him. We've got a couple of other guys on the rumour mill, but we'll see who is brought in, because there's no point in talking rumours because you never know who comes in or who doesn't. No,
and I'm not going to pretend I'm connected in the football world to talk about rumours, really.
I'd like to think I know a couple of things, but I have no idea.
No,
literally none, and it's brilliant that it's that way.
Some of the people that were rumoured to be signing sound pretty good, so if it comes off, I'd be pretty happy, really.
So
see what happens.
Good. And as the sun sets on the first day without Europe, we will leave it there.
We're still here. There's still beer to drink. Let's all chill out.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We shall keep you. We'll see you all sometime during the summer. Have a lovely evening. Until then, adios and goodbye.
Adios.